with so many great ideas.
You're really having a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome to Things I Got Wrong, your general trivia podcast with a healthy dose of internet and media things. I'm Ryan Bott, and this week we have an entire special group of guests with us today from the Still Sleeping podcast. It's Raylene and Sydney.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. We're so excited.
Pumped.
We've had lots of fun trivia, or not trivia, alternative podcast ideas already.
Oh, yeah. So. Lots. Clapping, ASMR, trivia.
Yeah.
ASMR trivia as one thing.
All of that into one thing.
All and there's clapping involved.
Yeah.
That's part of the ASMR.
It's very niche. Mm-hmm. And he's been on the show before as a guest on our awesome Halloween special episode. It's Melon Hawk on Twitch. It's my good friend Nathan Drake.
Hey, hey. I'm a little hurt because I was also in the process of making an ASMR clapping podcast.
We're full up.
We definitely beat you to it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 seconds. I lost a coin flip to go first, and this is what happened. Ideas
copyright
get stolen.
Copyright infringement. Yeah. We were here first.
Yeah. I'm going to sue Fortnite over this.
And the dance. We could dance while we're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we could
exactly.
dance.
Exactly. Oh, there's dance definitely dancing involved. It doesn't have to be good because it's on a podcast.
It's true. One of us will just describe the dance.
That works.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Well, thanks for being on. All of our normal guests that you know and have listened to are all gone forever until next week. They'll be back on the next episode. But until then, we have awesome guests. And this is the 9th ever episode of Things That Got Wrong. And we have 4 awesome rounds of trivia that we're going to get to. Each one has a different scoring system and a slightly different topic, which we'll get to as we go. But if you are all ready, we'll start with general trivia.
Ready.
Let's do it.
Also right. Ready.
Good. All right. General trivia. Round 1, question number 1. Each question is worth 2 points. So if you know it, just kind of call out your name or say I got it or whatever. I can tell you guys all apart. So just say you got it and give a shot. And if you get it right, you'll get 2 points. If you get it wrong, we'll go to the other contestants. So round 1, question number 1. By what name is Norma Jean Baker more commonly known? What name is Norma Jean Baker more commonly known?
God, that sounds so familiar.
I mean, yeah.
Nathan. Aunt Jemima.
Not Aunt Jemima.
Want to recount?
Those pancakes, though.
I mean, it's a good guess. I don't.
Oh my gosh, Norma it sounds Jean so Baker. Familiar to me.
You definitely know this, everyone.
Oh,
do. I know. I'm going to find out the answer and be like, why didn't I think of that?
No other guesses?
I don't think I'll get it. No, I have no idea.
I got nothing.
Norma Jean Baker is the original name. Do you have one, Nathan?
I was going to say Madonna.
Not Madonna. That's a very good guess, though. It is Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that.
You don't have those pictures just nope. around?
No. Nope. You're not a huge fan of Marilyn Monroe?
I'm more of an Audrey Hepburn kind of girl.
Okay.
There you go. Very fair. Question number 2. Dumas is the middle name for what alliterative fictional cartoon character?
Dumas?
Dumas. Is the middle name for what alliterative fictional cartoon character? Your hint being the alliterative name.
Nathan. Daffy Duck.
That's not a good guess.
I think
Donald
I'm gonna,
Duck.
Yeah, it's Donald Duck. I
think it's like Donald Dumas Duck.
Those ducks aren't the same duck anymore.
I think had I told you it wasn't right, it would have thrown off the rest of the team. So it is That's Donald right. Duck. I have not done my due diligence and looked Daffy Duck, but I think they're ballpark.
They're both middle name is Dumas.
Yep. Yeah.
And we've just decided. Don't look it up.
It's a popular duck middle name.
Do not fact check that. Families. Just assume it's right.
Nathan is wanting Dumas. Two
from
extra
somebody
points
whose last name is Drake.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know about ducks.
Yeah. No.
Nathan's middle name is also Doofus.
No. It's Doofus.
Oh.
Get that. Get
the
that.
Pronunciation is slightly different.
Also, Nathan is just a shorthand name for DeNathan.
Yeah. It's alliterative.
Oh, man.
All right. 2 points to Nathan on that one. Question number three. This one should be a little more in the wheelhouse of this team. You might run into Jason Voorhees at what fictional summer camp?
Nathan.
Oh, dang it.
Nathan.
Camp Crystal Lake.
It's Camp Crystal Lake. Nice job.
You think you're so cool.
I'm going to run away with this. I can feel it. I've already started jogging. I'm mid-jog
right
now.
Let's get him. I think Sydney and I are going to start pooling our points at some point.
We'll make a comeback.
I don't even think that's allowed, but we're going to do it, and I'm going to count it on my own scoreboard.
Well, I'll tell you honestly, there's no rule against it.
Cool.
Here we go.
All right. Question number four. How many pockets does a snooker have?
Raylene. Six?
Yes.
It's six. Dang it.
This is a podcast, but I just want everybody to know she was counting with her hands, but not like not like one, two, three, like she was pointing at a snooker board.
I imagined one and I went, okay, let me think of this in my mind, and I started pointing at them in the air.
Side question, and what would help you answer the question is, do you know what a snooker is?
What? A snooker? Is that the little triangle thing?
No. I could have said, how many pockets does a snooker table have? Which would have then... I don't know how you got six, but you got it right.
I just got lucky then. I was just thinking of a pool table.
It is a pool table. A snooker table is the not classification, but is the name of a traditional billiards table.
Oh, yeah,
there you go.
So, I did not know that.
Yeah. Either way, 2 points to Raylene.
Woo!
I thought it was a way to mispronounce Snickers.
The drink team over here
has 4 points. One on each corner.
All right. Question number five. The duck-billed platypus is native to what country?
Raylene. Australia?
Yes.
Boom. Australia.
She's making her comeback. You just wait, guys. I play a late game.
She's coming back in those rounds where the points are more.
It's called a hustle.
Yes, right. It is.
Watch out.
All right. Nice job. Question number six and the final question of the round. In what country would you find the Ian Fleming International Airport, named after the famed James Bond author? In what country would you find the Ian Fleming International Airport, named after the James Bond author?
Oh, no idea.
Nathan. Austria.
Not Austria.
I thought that you might have an answer for this one since you're...
I went non-obvious right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's Sydney.
Sydney.
The UK.
It is not the UK or anywhere, England, Britain, okay. Any of those.
Man,
it is a little non-obvious, yeah.
I don't know.
Any other guesses? All right.
Is it the Netherlands?
Not the Netherlands.
Okay.
Nope. The Ian Fleming International Airport is in Jamaica.
Yep.
And if I remember right, it's actually because I believe Ian Fleming was born there.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Hmm. And
so Jamaica was just like, we claim him.
Yeah.
We claim him. He was born here.
I mean,
and, I think a lot of the James Bond outside of England, there are a lot of the movies and books that took place in parts of Jamaica. That was kind of a central hub for parts of it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah. So nice job, everyone. That's the end of round one. Nathan and Raylene are tied at four. and Sydney's just keeping the fort.
We don't need to discuss that.
It's all right. This next round will be fun. This is a themed round, and it is animal groups. So I'm going to give you the name of an animal group. Much, for example, if I said what kind of animals are a pride, you would say lions.
Lions.
Absolutely. So I'm going to give you the name of some obscure animal groups, and you tell me what the animal is that group entails of.
Fun.
So, yeah. So 2 points for each right answer. There are 8 questions this round. And question number one, what animal group is an intrusion? And I will tell you, all of these are maybe a little obscure, but it will make a lot of sense once you get the animal itself.
Sydney. Raccoons.
Not raccoons, but that's a good guess.
Raylene. Rodents.
Not rodents. Also a good guess. Certainly picking up the theme of this round.
Nathan. Rats.
Not rats or rodents.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
No, rodents is like a whole group of...
Yeah, okay.
Like, well,
I was just covering
it's a broader
what,
term.
What, the max amount that I
what
could.
What type of animal? Mammals.
All of them, obviously. Fair enough.
I'll give you a hint for number one is that it is not a mammal. It is an insect, I think.
Oh. An intrusion.
Nathan. I have 2 guesses. I don't know which one to pick.
Pick one, because I have another guess.
Okay, me cockroaches.
Too. It is cockroaches.
Dang it, that was my guess.
Really?
My That's not what my guess was.
Intrusion of cockroaches.
Sounds about
disgusting.
Right. Yeah, that is really terrible.
They are very intrusive.
Ugh. Right. No, all thank right. you.
Question number two. What animal group is a tower?
Nathan. Giraffe.
It is giraffes.
Wow. That makes sense.
A tower of giraffes.
That's when they stack on top of each other.
I was imagining that in my head, honestly.
I just kept thinking of the Wee Bear Bears, you know? The yes. bears that stack on top of each other. But I knew it wasn't bears.
Oh, man, that's cute.
All right, question number three. What group of animal is a cackle?
Sydney. Oh.
I think Sydney got there first.
Oh, wait. Dang it.
Oh, no.
You said cackle?
Yes, cackle.
Dang it.
Oh.
I'm going to pass. Sorry.
Right. Nathan.
Hyena.
It's hyenas.
Yeah.
I thought you said gaggle.
You're like, geese, geese. I was like, no, geese.
You should have just went with it. It would have been hilarious.
All right. Question number four. What group of animals is a prickle?
Raylene. Porcupine.
Yes, porcupines.
Yep. Nice.
Question number five. What group of animals is a kaleidoscope?
Nathan. A peacock.
Not a peacock.
Sydney. Oh.
Raylene.
I think Raylene, yeah.
I was going to say a parrot.
Not a parrot.
Oh.
Sydney?
Macaws? Is that different?
Not a macaw. So it is a kaleidoscope. And then in parentheses as a secondary, a lot of these have multiple groups and some of them are more broad, like packs. Like a lot of them can be packs regardless, stuff like that. But for number five, I have kaleidoscope. And then I also have flutter.
Oh, Raylene.
Raylene.
Butterflies. Yeah.
Good job.
Nice job. Kaleidoscope, flutter, or swarm?
Oh, God.
Swarm.
Gets way more intense.
All right. Number six, tuxedo.
Nathan.
Oh, boy.
I think it was Nathan.
All right, Nathan.
Oh, look at that. Penguin.
Penguin.
That's nice of you. You should have yelled that was me.
Should've I should have.
That was pretty much
should've
the biggest.
You should have went for his eyes.
Probably one of my favorite ones, not only because it's one of my favorite animals, but also because one of the other ones is a convent. Tuxedo, like... a convent of penguins, or a colony of penguins.
I'm going to quit saying tuxedo and be like, yeah, they look like a convent.
It's a nice convent better. Of penguins you have there.
That's a weird compliment.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't often get compliments on my penguins.
It's also a nice cackle of hyenas you have there.
Which is not a gaggle.
Definitely not a gaggle.
That's nope. A nice gaggle of hyenas you have there.
They're not a gaggle, they're a cackle. Don't offend them. All right, question number 7. What group of animals is a storytelling?
Nathan. Parrot?
Not parrot. What group of animals is a storytelling?
Oh, it's not humans, is it?
No.
That'd be weird. Sydney?
Sydney.
Storks?
Not storks. You're in the right species.
Sydney. Parakeets?
Not parakeets. I'll say you're all on the right track. This is it didn't get its name because it can recite back. It comes from a more literary basis. What group of animals is a storytelling?
Raylene. Mockingbird?
Not a mockingbird. Any other guesses?
My last guess is a raven, but I don't think that's it either.
It is a raven.
Dang it. That was my guess too.
Could either just... be.
But that's like my third guess. So I don't think that's worth any points.
That's fair. You guys exhausted a lot of wrong
we
answers.
We did. Yeah. Are they known by something else?
Every bird but an ostrich.
A murder. That's right? Crows.
There's a murder of crows. And a storytelling, right. From what I looked up, could also refer to crows, but I think predominantly ravens. And then I think.
That wear glasses. Sense.
Yeah.
Makes them look more studious.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's.
They also carry on tiny books, but, you know.
The clever Edgar Allan Poe literary pooling there.
Yeah. All right. I should have worn glasses just to like make you guys intimidated. You
think to make the listeners smarter. On the podcast think you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you listen closely, you can hear the shuffling of the glasses as she's right. Thinking, as her temples right. Are moving.
Exactly.
All right. Question number 8. Last question of the round. What group of animals is a bloat?
Raylene. Frog?
Not frog. That's a good guess, though. What group of
Sydney.
Animals? Sydney.
Seals?
Not seals. What group of animals is a bloat? BLOAT.
Nathan. Pufferfish.
Not pufferfish. All in the right ballpark.
So it's something aquatic-esque?
Not aquatic-esque. Well, okay. But more okay. Directly, this one's pretty close to the bloat part of the name.
Raylene. A whale?
Not a whale.
Nathan. A goat.
Not a goat. Man. Just because it rhymes.
It's not a bloat of goats.
Goat.
That'd be great.
Sydney, one final guess.
Oh, gosh.
Is a bloat.
You, I got nothing.
You come across a bloat in the murky waters.
Crocodiles?
Not crocodiles. It is a bloat of hippopotamus.
Oh, that makes sense. Wouldn't have guessed that. I just started thinking about like dead animals floating in the water. I'm so sorry.
I'm glad that's where you went with that.
A bloat of human that washed up on the beach.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a group of dead animals.
It's dead animals. Bloat.
All right, this is the halftime, end of round two. The scores are Raylene with 8, Nathan with 10, and Sydney is just holding down the fort.
I'll get it one day. What sucks is a lot of my guesses Nathan has like blurted out. So I'm like, no, I should have just said it.
You gotta beat him to the punch or beat him by punching him, either one.
Right,
sure.
That's,
I can jump across this room.
Don't do it. You'll knock over my podium. You should probably do this on video. We're all at podiums and stuff. This is quite the setup for a podcast.
Yeah, and then everybody could see my glasses.
Round number three. This is our specialty round. This is 90s one-hit wonders. And if I'm being honest, this may be the round that... convinced me to start a trivia podcast was thinking of this one and turning it into a round. So what I'm going to do is give you the spoken word plot synopsis of a famous 90s, I think late 80s slightly, one hit wonder or very popular song of the era. And you tell me who it is. If you can tell me the song name, artist name, or even just let me know that you clearly know what it is, because maybe not all these names are super obvious. I'll give it to you.
Awesome. So, I'm excited.
2 points for each right answer. Question number one should give you a good insight into the question and probably be simple enough. Question number one. Still one of the music world's biggest unsolved questions, this Grammy Award-winning hit song released by a group of howling Caribbeans is desperate to understand Nathan. Who's responsible for the canines getting loose. Nathan.
Oh my gosh.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
The Baha Man. Baha Man.
The Baha Man.
The Baha Man.
Baha Man.
Baha. Nice job. All right, question number two. They might not have much in common, but in 1995, this band singer remembered one iconic film he could talk about with his love interest he knows just doesn't care. At least they both kind of liked it. Raylene.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It is Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And I said, what about... Can't sing the morning with that.
Well, the next three words were Breakfast at Tiffany's, if you
That's
weren't
true.
Sure.
I didn't know if you put the sound to it, is that how you get... You go to jail?
Yeah.
You go to internet jail.
You're about to get this podcast taken down. Yeah.
The FBI are raiding.
They've been waiting for someone to sing Breakfast at Tiffany's.
For 20 years. All right. Question number three. Sampling the jive dance and of a trumpet-heavy Cuban number, in 1999, this one-and-done artist was proud to tell you just how much he enjoys the
Sydney.
Ladies. Sydney.
Mambo number five.
Mambo number five. Yes.
Yeah, there she is.
Lou Vega, right?
Yeah.
Big point. Lou Vega.
Lou Vega. Yeah. Just barely off on these. This... I don't know.
She's coming for you. Watch out. That
one's worth 26 one and, points.
One and done artist.
Yeah,
was,
it was worth 10 points, right?
It was in 1999, so you have almost 2,000 points.
Oh, wow.
See? Now in the lead.
Yep, that one's one of my favorites. This one and done artist was proud to tell you just how much he enjoyed the ladies, then proceeded to name names for the entire song.
It's true.
It's a good song.
All right, question number four. Nearly homeless and mostly nonsensical lyrics, you might as well kill him, because in 1992 this indie rocker might not be more than a one-hit wonder, but he'll tell you in Spanish and English that he's certainly no winner.
Raylene
Raylene.
Is that Beck, Loser?
Yes. Nice job.
Bex considered a one-hit wonder on that show? I would not consider.
Whoa. That's what it's the only song I know from Bex, so I guess I would consider it.
He's won many awards.
Yeah. I would say it's by far his most popular song, but you're right. And like I said in the intro, it's or popular songs of the era.
Right. I gotcha. I liked that song a lot. It's a good song.
He'll tell you in Spanish and English that he's certainly no winner. All right, question number 5. This one's fun. Let me hear you say it a little louder now, as this hip-hop duo of this 1992 song knows exactly where the party's at. Let me hear you say it a little louder now, as this hip-hop duo of the 1992 song knows exactly where the party's at.
Oh, no.
The silence.
Deafening. And what is arguably the loudest song of the group.
Oh, I feel like this is one where, like, when people are listening to this, they're just going to be, like, screaming it.
Probably.
No guesses?
Where the party's at?
Well, hit me with it one more time.
No, not Britney Spears.
Obviously what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. Let me hear you say it a little louder now, as this hip-hop duo of this 1992 song knows exactly where the party's at. This one might be a kick yourself moment.
I feel like it's going to be.
It is.
I'm gonna give a guess to the artist. Was it Criss Cross?
It was not Criss Cross, although that's a good guess. It was Tag Team, which most people don't know the artist, but definitely know the song of Whoop. No. There it is.
Wow.
Yep. Man, I just feel like I need to throw out all my Mighty Duck DVDs. That's all I think about when I hear that song.
You've let them down.
I did. Goldberg hates me now.
Basically.
The goalie.
Perfect.
All right, question number 6. She's a this, she's a that. In a 1997, this one hit wonder, not to be confused with Alanis Morissette, wouldn't be stereotyped, and her partner would just have to like it.
Nathan. Liz Phair.
Not Liz Phair, although I don't know who that is.
Oh, it's the she's a bitch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't want it
any other way.
Any other way, yeah.
It is. I think
Sydney? This is it. Fiona Apple?
Wait, what are you?
No. I can't swear that was her.
Nathan, you got it. It was.
No, I know it's that song, but
yeah, what's it called? Oh, I can hear it in my head, but
the
I
song
don't know
title is called Nothing in Between. And it's by Meredith Brooks.
Meredith Brooks would have had no idea what her name is, but I know that song. And I also have thought it was Alanis Morissette.
I would have too.
Right?
Yeah. And then he said it wasn't. I was like, oh, wait. Then who?
So did I. That's why I had to write it in there.
Man, oh my gosh. Like one of those, what do you call it when?
One hit wonders.
Nope. Not what I'm thinking of.
Oh, like the Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah. Where we all think that song's by Alanis Morissette, but it's by Meredith.
Meredith.
Like where Will Smith is the genie who looks like Sinbad.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, it's bad.
It's real bad.
But hey, he said he's gonna be blue in some scenes. Yay. Recovered.
We'll see.
We will.
All right, nice job. 2 points to Nathan on that one. Question number 7. A simple question about what it really means and a plea not to do any damage, no more. This 1993 synth pop band song sang out this iconic refrain. I'll say it one more time. It was a little stumbly. A simple question about what it really means and a plea to not do any damage, no more. In 1993, the synth pop band sang out its iconic refrain. Sydney.
Is it What Is Love?
Yes.
Nice.
What Is Love?
Night at the Roxbury.
Yep. Everyone at home can visualize the head bob.
Oh, we were all doing it.
That's great.
Yep, no more. Yep. All right, and question number 8, last question of the round. A fantastic tale of imagination and creation. In 1997, this song by the Danish band's biggest hit to date shows that this girl's world is anything but superficial.
Nathan.
Oh.
Barbie girl.
Yeah. Barbie girl.
Darn it. Elaine, that should have been yours.
I know. I own the Aqua CD.
Aqua.
I owned it. I loved it. I ran it into the ground. That album was literally like one of my favorites from the 90s.
Would you say it was lit, fam?
Did I say that? Probably.
I was saying, would you say that?
Yes, Aileen was 100%. It was lit, fam.
Nice.
Such
job.
A good album.
That's the end of round 3. On to round 4. This round's a little different. It is tentatively called 10 Stages. So I have a topic or an answer that has a theme that I will give you, and 10 clues that range from more obscure to more obvious. So each question will be worth 5 points, essentially, from the very first clue, and then each clue I go down, it will be a half point off. So if you get all the way through them, you would just get 1 point, if I'm doing my math right. So basically, it'll make sense as we go through, but I have 2 questions total, so I'll go through the first one. The first one is you have to guess the event. I'll give you the event, and I will rattle through some clues. And when you know it, buzz in. Like I said, each clue that I give will be a half point deducted from the total. And does it make sense?
Mostly?
Yes.
Yep. All right, cool. Okay, so the theme of the first question is event. And first clue is Elm Street.
Nathan. Is it event?
Yeah. Feel free to buzz in whenever you
Nightmare
want.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Not the Nightmare on Elm Street. No. I see where you would get that, though.
Oh, yeah. I immediately.
He got so excited.
I did.
You mean there's not a festival for Nightmare on Elm Street?
What do you mean?
I'll probably say if you guess one, at least wait one more question, and then feel free to buzz in again so that everyone gets a chance. But yeah, cool. Clue number 1 was Elm Street. Clue number 2 is November.
Sydney. The Macy's Day Parade?
Not Macy's Day Parade. That's a good one. Clue number 3 is Daily, or D-E-A-L-E-Y. Daily or Daily. Mm-hmm. Clue number 4 is Carcano or Carcano. C-A-R-C-A-N-O. These are probably not the clues that are going to give it away, so don't worry if they're a little obscure there. Clue number 5 is Lincoln Convertible. So that was clue 5. So we have Elm Street, November, Dealey, Carcano.
Nathan.
Lincoln Convertible. Nathan?
JFK Assassination.
JFK Assassination. Nice job.
I was also on the same train of thought.
For some reason, I wanted it to be a happy event. So I was not thinking.
It was not. It was a parade at first, right?
It was
riding through the street.
Yeah. Yep. So you had.
Don't have me on this podcast. You get dead animals. It's weird.
A lot of death.
I'm so sorry.
I was hoping Macy's Day Parade was right, but she wasn't specific enough, and it was the time when. I forget which balloon like deflated.
The
and, like,
Barney balloon.
Barney.
Oh,
that's what I was hoping it was going to be.
Tragedy. Tragic Barney event tragedy. We all remember. Yep, so it was the JFK assassination. You had Elm Street, November, Dealey, which I believe was the Plaza Center. You had Carcano, which I think was the gun manufacturer, if I remember correctly, Lincoln Convertible, Dallas Parade, Murder, Lee Harvey Oswald, and 35th U.S. President.
Okay, yeah. Like, yeah. Real obvious. Yeah. That makes me feel better that at some point I would have guessed that.
All right, so there's one more. This answer is media as your clue. So media. So clue number 1 is breakfast, Clue number two is justice. Number three, child killed. We're not getting happy again.
Nope.
Clue number four, fascism. Clue number five, fireworks. So you have breakfast, justice, child killed, fascism, fireworks. Clue number six is haircut. Clue number seven is November. Clue number eight is revolution. Clue number nine, Casablanca on TV.
Raylene. V for Vendetta?
Yes.
V for Vendetta. Good job. I'm really surprised I got that.
I was like, man, this sounds festive and sad all at the same time.
Haircut made no sense to me until you really said that answer.
Yeah, right?
But it makes sense now.
Yep.
So
yeah, at first I was thinking like Stranger Things because of Echoes and then haircut, but nothing else made sense.
Yep.
So yeah, V for Vendetta, you have breakfast, justice, child killed, fascism, fireworks, haircut, November, revolution, Casablanca on TV, and number 10 would have been reference to Guy Fawkes.
I remember reading the comic book and there being a lot of like stuff where there were things on TVs in the background.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing happens in like Watchmen too. Like in the comic book, you just have pages of like a TV playing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And then the movie specifically has them, V and is it L or what's, I forget the name of Natalie Portman's character.
I do not remember. But it's been so long since I've seen that movie. Yeah,
same.
He watches, but it was a good movie. Casablanca on the TV inside of his weird cave thing.
Yeah. Those made so much sense though. After I knew
right?
That was awesome.
Nice job, everyone. Well, that's the end of the game. Thank you all for coming on. This was awesome. A lot of fun. The scores are as follows. Sydney no longer just holding down the fort. She has 4 points.
Yay.
Raylene with 13.5 points. And Nathan coming home with it with 18.5 points.
Wow.
Woo.
So nice job. You can listen, or you're already listening to this episode, but you can listen to every other episode at thingsigotwrong.com or on your whatever podcast app you're listening to it on. If you have any trivia topic ideas, you can email them into thingsigotwrong@gmail.com and we would gladly shout you out. Thanks again, everyone. Raylene and Sydney, would you like to tell people about the podcast and what it's about and what they can expect from the episodes?
Yeah, for sure. So Sydney and I have a podcast called Still Sleeping, where we share our dreams with each other and try to figure out what they mean. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Sometimes we make stuff up.
We talk about Pocket Camp a lot, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. So yeah, it's
If you're into that.
If you're into that kind of stuff, just random nonsense, you'd like it. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and
that's it.
Nice.
And Instagram, Still Sleeping Podcast.
You can send us your dreams at stillsleepingpodcast@gmail.com.
And then we will read them on the podcast and try to figure out what they mean for you.
Yeah.
Nice. I think my favorite part of listening to the podcast is when you guys are like, there was a blue wall and a fish. And you're like, I'm searching for it online. I think it means you're insane. And
That's basically the entire podcast.
Everything means that you have like repressed feelings.
Definitely.
And you're really messed up.
You have no idea what you repress.
That, or I think one of the early episodes where you were you recorded yourself in the morning reading one of them, like half asleep, and be like,
there episode was one.
I think it was the first episode. Yeah, I was like, there's like a clown or something. And
sometimes Nathan makes an appearance, like,
just like asking sleepy questions. But that's where, please check us out. And thanks for having us on the podcast.
This was super fun.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Nathan, tell them about Twitch and whatever else you got going on.
Yeah, you can find me at twitch.tv/melonhawk every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night from 8 p.m. Central to midnight. So that's where I usually be, or on the socials at Melonhawk on Instagram and at Melonhawk Plays on Twitter.
Nice. What's the latest game du jour?
I started playing PUBG on PS4 again, but I might be doing a thing where I'm starting to do like trophy hunts on the channel where I'm like trying to get as many achievements and stuff as possible. So
nice. Well, awesome. Definitely stick around till the next episode. We'll have the original gang, the normal gang, back together. But thank you again, Rayleigh and Sydney and Nathan. And until next time, we'll see you later.